This scanner is an extraordinary piece of equipment. What it's going to allow us to do is to quickly diagnose life-threatening conditions which we can act on immediately. You're talking about operations where you need to sometimes put a drain, an external ventricular drain, into a patient's brain to reduce the amount of pressure in that brain. And so it allows us to do that at the bedside without moving that critically ill patient.
Why is it so important to try and not move them?
Because when we're talking about patients in our neurological unit, time is critical, because these patients, time could ultimately mean they could die. So if you can reduce the time to do the imaging and to do the treatment, you give the patient a better chance of survival.
I mean, obviously there's the time element, but is it also, I'm bouncing around on a trolley round a hospital to go and be scanned. I can imagine that's not good either.
Absolutely right. All our equipment and all our expertise is in the new intensive care unit. For many, many years, because of how hospitals are set up, we do move critically ill patients between hospitals, as you know, and around hospitals, because we have to do the imaging, we have to take people to theatre. But this has meant we've got all the expertise and all the equipment in one place where it's safe, and we can do all the things all at the same time. So we can be doing the resuscitation of the critically ill patient whilst doing the imaging and then setting up for the surgical procedure all at the same time.
How much do you think this could be life-saving? I mean, is it quantifiable in any way?
Well, that's a good question. I think the group of patients are, maybe I've explained, our new intensive care unit has about 650 admissions a year. The patients that have stroke or bleeds on the brain or from traumatic brain injury, that's about 300 to 350 of those patients. So potentially any one of those patients could need the intervention that I'm talking about.
Wow, and I guess, I mean, although it's at Southampton General, Southampton General doesn't just treat people from the city, does it? I imagine the intensive care unit takes people from all over.
Yeah, exactly. So we're a specialist intensive care unit, and that has a catchment area of around about 3 million people, just over 3 million people.
And I understand this has all been made possible because of donations and managing to raise the money for this scanner.
Yes, it is. Now, we've been very lucky. We've had two groups have raised money for this. First of all, it was Sophie Wilkinson, who was a patient who had a severe traumatic brain injury back in 2007, and her family and friends raised money for the scanner. But also then we had a patient, Richard Percival, who died on the intensive care unit back in 2013, and his family and friends got together to raise the final part of the money for the scanner.
And I know that it's being unveiled tomorrow on Friday, but has it actually been used yet?
Yes. We've been very lucky. The company have been very generous to us. They first of all allowed us to trial it from September. So we've had a number of months of trial, and we've now managed to buy that. We've gone through the procurement process to buy the scanner.